I began to counsel him and advise him about the need to reduce weight. You know, he weighed more than 200 kilograms. I, in fact, advised him to go to the wellness lodge operated by Mr. Jamie Graham, my fellow colleague on, you know, fitness and health. I helped to pay for his stay at the place for about a month. And they put him on a program, and he lost about 20 kilograms in 1 month. Unfortunately, he reverted back to his old unhealthy lifestyle of, you know, eating junk foods and not exercising and not sticking to the routine that was, you know, given to him. And I saw that he became fatter, became bigger. He was also not attending Parliament. Last year, I didn't see him much. This morning when I heard that he passed away, I was really sad. The fact that this is a young man that should be alive today, and he listened to my advice, and he stuck to the program that was given to him, and I believe this young member should be alive today, and he would be contesting the elections.
And as you say, he was so young. He was only 28 and had struggled with his weight. I understand that when he first came into politics 5 years ago, he was healthier and slimmer. Do you think there is something about politicians during their term of parliament that they pick up bad habits, perhaps are working much harder and don't have the time to exercise and watch what they eat?
Yes, that's right. But many of them, you know, come from rural settings where they eat mostly local foods, cow and bananas and vegetables and fish and, you know, game, you know, from the bush. And they live on a healthy organic diet. And they walk, you know, they work in the gardens. They work on coffee or copra or plantations. You know, many of them are businessmen from an agriculture background. But when they come into parliament, they absorbed into this lifestyle of cars, live, sitting in the office, air-conditioned cars and air-conditioned office. They hardly do any exercise and restaurant food all the time. So this lifestyle just suddenly takes a toll on their bodies, and very sadly, many of them develop diabetes.
You mentioned as well that Mr. Anisi had really basically missed the last year of Parliament, which to me, I would wonder how effective he was able to be able to do his job as an MP and represent his people. Is there a risk here as well that MPs in PNG, if they don't look after their state of their health, not only did they lose out individually and personally, but also their people who have voted for them deserve much better, deserve for them to be there doing their job every day?
That is correct, but that is exactly the point. The rigorous life of public office requires every member of parliament to be fit. They have to be strong so that they can live for themselves, live for their families, and live for their people, and then discharge their public duties effectively.
Well, given we're in an election campaign now right in PNG, I know you're out not only on the election campaign, but also pounding the pavement and running and making sure you stay fit. But what should voters in PNG be expecting of these candidates running in this election? Should they be asking questions not only about what they're doing for their own fitness, but also whether there does need to be stricter rules about the health of candidates when they run to be in the elections? Because no one wants to vote someone in to have them make it through their term in Parliament?
Firstly, for me, it starts like this, and what I'm going to say to you goes for all public officials in other countries as well. Firstly, all these things begin with the discipline of the mind. A person has to know how to manage their life. You must discipline yourself in terms of what you think, in terms of what you eat, in terms of programming yourself to do exercise. And from there, you can be able to get on top of whatever work that you set out to do. Managing your private life, your public life, managing your family, managing your business, and then managing the public aspects of your life, your duties as a member of parliament or a minister or prime minister or whatever. Like I start every day on a program that begins at the gym at 5:30. And I believe that leadership starts from there. If you cannot control yourself, how can you control and lead other people?
And that is something that you've obviously imposed on yourself just because you want to. But do you think there should perhaps be some sort of policies in place that expects MPs, once they're elected, to maintain a certain standard of health, or, as I alluded to before, also even before they get into Parliament, pass certain health checks, checking their blood pressure, their weight and things like that?
That's right, I think. Doesn't have to be a policy. It is incumbent on every leader to be healthy and fit. there is much more to live for in life than carrying a big body around and not living well and not sleeping well and not thinking properly. And this is a message. I'm 58 years old. This young man is 28 and very sad that he has gone away because of an unhealthy lifestyle.